Today, we're with a group of experts to talk about XBRL Essentials, which is a program being held at the XBRL US National Conference, November 17th and 18th. You can find out more about that event by going to www.xbrl.us. And today, we're here to talk specifically about a session on understanding the US GAAP taxonomy, selecting elements to match your financials. And our speakers today, and actually the trainers for the session, will be Stuart Zakow, President of Taggett Financial Tagging, Christine Tan, Executive VP and Founder of Taggett Financial Tagging, and Greg Saunders, who is an XBRL advisor, XBRL US project team, and recently joined XBRL US as our data modeling expert. So I want to welcome everybody, and thank you very much for joining us today. Let me turn to Christine first with a question on the level of the attendees to the session. This is geared towards more senior-level financial executives. Why would they need to know about mapping their financials? Isn't understanding XBRL more of an implementation process that's going to be handled by mid-level managers?
In this session, we'll be providing essentially an overview of the U.S. GAAP taxonomy structure, and we'll be discussing how one would match the right tags from your company financials to the U.S. GAAP taxonomy, and we'll be discussing specific modeling patterns which will help your company effectively tag its financials, and more specifically, we'll be talking about dimensions. And we'll be covering also what kind of files that your company will need to submit to the SEC, and also how to create a company-specific tag. So it's important to senior-level executives to understand the overall process of mapping and tagging, because this will help you conduct a more efficient and effective review of the tag financials, which presumably would be done by your subordinates or by third-party service providers. And also it's important to remember that management would need to take responsibility for the tag financials, just like you would for your EDGAR filing. So it's important to have an overall understanding of the U.S. GAAP taxonomy and what's involved. It will also help you plan and allocate your resources within your company to implement XBRL to meet the SEC mandate. So by attending this session, you'll get a better idea of what is involved and also help you with the timing of the whole process.
Okay, that's great, Christine. My next question is for Stu. Stu, what kind of companies would benefit the most from this particular session?
Well, anyone who must prepare instance documents or review them will find this session relevant to their work. We'll provide important information to attendees about how to locate the right tag or when it is more appropriate to create a company-specific or extension element. The most time-consuming activity of preparing or reviewing instance documents is finding the correct concepts in the U.S. GAAP taxonomies that match the reported captions of disclosures in the official SEC filings. We call this mapping. We will describe to attendees the basic structure of the U.S. GAAP taxonomies and discuss search methods that work well when locating the right tag, which registrants must be able to do to either prepare or effectively review mappings. We will also discuss the attributes or components of the elements that comprise the taxonomies. This is important because each time a registrant adds a company's specific element, which is called an extension element, to its instance document, the components that make up a U.S. GAAP element must be included in order to properly create an extension element. This session will give attendees that knowledge, making it easier to create an extension element or review the propriety of the creation of an extension element.
Great, Stu. Thanks very much. And our last question I'm going to direct towards Greg. Greg, if you could name the one or even two most important takeaways from the session, what would you say they would be?
As has been said multiple times, I think the knowledge and understanding that executives will develop will allow them to perform much more efficient and effective reviews than they otherwise might. By developing an understanding of the basic architecture of the taxonomy and the relational definitions assigned to elements, it will allow them to review the work done either by subordinates or outside providers in order to take the responsibility for the tagging and for their instance creation. By doing that, they'll understand how the taxonomy is formed and be able to, in effect, reverse engineer the taxonomy in the selection process in order to establish a decision as to whether or not the proper selection for the TAG was made with their informed understanding of their own financial statements.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Well, I think, you know, I really want to thank our speakers here for giving us some insights into that particular session, and I want to invite all attendees to, you know, come and visit our website, go to www.xbrl.us, and check out the XBRL US National Conference, and specifically XBRL Essentials, which is going to be a terrific program to help people at a senior level get a good understanding of what their subordinates are really going to have to do in the next few months.